Hello and welcome to another episode of Bold Business Leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I want to thank you for giving yourself these 5 minutes today to level set your entire day. You're an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world each and every day, and yet you know the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally aims high and knows that love really does conquer all. When someone or something is stressful and you're having a stressed moment where you're feeling so overwhelmed, make a commitment to switching to something that you're grateful for. Today, I want to talk about negative thinking. Negative thinking is something that we all either are raised to do or we're conditioned to do. And I think it's important that we all understand the major impact that negative thinking really has on our psyche. That's what I want to talk about today. I think one of the most important things about negative thinking is that I think we don't realize the ripple effects it has on everything we do. Basically, you know, when you have a negative stimulus, Joe Dispenza talks about this at great length, it really forces you to go back to that negative moment. It also forces you to physically release cortisone. It also forces you to completely shrink so you can't think of better solutions. You're coming from a state of negativity. So rather than just allowing it, use the negative stimulus to create a reminder to practice gratitude versus going down the negative thought spiral. Sarah Blondin said in a meditation, and I always bring up Insight Timer because it's my favorite, but she said, remember this, when you are hurt or when you're down, that is exactly when you need more love, not less. And that concept really shook me. Because I started to realize that we do the exact opposite when we're feeling terrible. We do the exact opposite thing. We hole up. We don't want to leave the house. We're unmotivated. And we think of ourselves as fully alone. We forget the fact that we are part of one big race. So recognize the ugly in yourself and in other people. That's another important thing for negative thinking. When we start to shift our own thoughts, the ugly part of people really starts to stand out because it is a reflection of what we see in ourselves. When I see the ugly, I'm talking more about the things that other people do that are ugly. When they make fun of others, when they gossip about others, that part that judges others, that part of you that just mean, and I know we all have it. I have it. It comes out. It rears its ugly head. But I remember talking to a person and I remember judging them as they were talking. But then I shift myself to gratitude and I say to myself, see them as you see yourself. And let me tell you, the conversation will change. That is why the heart chakra says, I forgive myself and I love myself unconditionally. It doesn't say, I'm going to love myself only in certain situations. Remember that you get more out of the energy that you project. And what I mean by that is you get more of whatever you project. So if you're in darkness and you have a lot of that ugly, you're going to find that you're going to attract more of that. You give hate, you give stress, you give jealousy, you give out anger, and that's exactly what you get back from the people around you, from the universe, and even from yourself. It's really hard to believe. This is such a simple concept. But when you think that everyone's out to get you, then they're definitely going to be out to get you. Or when you feel so stressed out that you could explode, that's exactly the kind of person that you're going to attract. It's like a beacon of light for them. It reflects back whatever it sees. So if your energy is so panicked, others will be drawn to you because like attracts like. I saw this funny meme once. I hope I'm using the word meme correctly. My teenage daughter tells me all the time I'm not. But it's like when your wife is going to cheat on you, when you think she's going to cheat on you, you get that part of cheating, because a piece of that cheating mindset is in you. It's the same when you think that your girlfriend is going to take your husband. It's because there's a piece of darkness inside of you that would do exactly that. It's like the darkest part of ourselves attracts itself. So the moment you realize that the self-loathing and the hate and all those things are coming to you because that is a part of what you are, then you can pull back the curtain. Now, mind you, what I'm saying is very direct, and it does seem like I'm judging you, but I'm not. I'm trying to make my point. I remember the moment I realized that was actually not a nice person, that I realized that I was a bitch, and I was the worst kind of bitch because I didn't know I was. I was mean to my family. I was mean to myself, and I thought everyone was out to get me and no one should be trusted. Now, of course, that's not me, but that is a tiny part of me and really a part of what most people have when they get angry or they get frustrated. It often turns into something negative. So the moment I realized all of that, I stopped it. That is one of the worst feelings you can have. Not only do you get angry, sad, and anxiety driven, but you carry it with you all the time. And it can be exhausting. And then the worst part of being mean is that you're in denial. So the whole thing makes it very difficult to live because you don't realize what's going on. It was always everyone's fault. And you can see this with other people that are very, very negative. It's either their fault or, you know, others aren't taking a sense of responsibility, or there's this sort of victimization. Why does this always happen to me? Please be clear that I'm not speaking of myself in judgment. I'm merely giving you examples because I'm trying to get you to be aware. I'm trying to get you to understand that you have to go through each stage to transform into the light. It can't be rushed. You can't skip from level 1 to level 7. You have to go through it. It takes time to move from negative thinking to positive thinking, and it's not easy. That's why I commend you for even listening to this podcast. In fact, you have to go stage by stage, and as you gradually go through each stage, you become more enlightened. You start to clear out that dark side of you that thinks that we're all different, instead of understanding that we're all really the same. You can't rush through it. I've tried. But just remember that you should be patient. You have to go through each level in order to rise, and at the end, it is completely worth it. Ultimately, I think it was a reflection of the part of me that I didn't like myself. For example, if I was concerned about being lazy, I would see that in other people immediately. It's good to realize it because then you can move away from it. So don't dismiss those dark feelings. Acknowledge them, pull back the curtain, and they will go. And that's how you persevere and get out of all of this negative thinking. Last night I was watching a Denzel Washington movie from 1983. It was called Fallen. And I don't know about all of you, but I forgot how amazing, what an amazing actor he is. But it was basically all about what I'm talking about today, like attracts like. And it was about these demons that, well, actually, I think it was one demon, but he was jumping from one demon to another. Literally, the same demon was jumping from one body to another. And there were certain souls that the demon could not jump into. And of course, it was those with the light. If you are not a negative person, and if you start to clear, reveal why is it that you're judging this other person in a certain way, reveal to yourself why something triggers you, then you will be able to clear yourself and be part of the light. When you are negative all the time, you also push people away. You make it hard for people to love you. In fact, you tell those people that you won't allow them to love you. That's how ridiculous negative thinking is, and how much you can hurt yourself in ways you didn't realize on a personal level, on multiple levels. It's like people don't want to be loved when they're so negative. In fact, rather than thinking about being together, they think about everything being separate. They don't understand that the sisterhood is connected. They don't understand that when they meet people or they're at a certain job or wherever they are, it's where they're meant to be, and there is a lesson to be learned. When you're negative, you think of you doing your own dance by yourself, and that's not the case. The case is we're all connected, and everything happens for a reason. Energy is also everything, so keep staying fresh. There's a great man I've been listening to. His name is Stuart Wilde, and he was a friend of Wayne Dyer's. He says that silence is when you turn inwards, when you reflect, when you manifest, when you laugh a lot, when you check the conversation that's in your head. So start meditating. Observe the planet. You know, you have to think of yourself as somebody that is just being. Get in a state of no fear, because nothing is permanent. Stuart Wilde also says, enjoy where you are now. Know that when things change, it changes to liberate you. That's by Stuart Wilde. So I really recommend that you listen to him. Change the conversation in your head from I have to I get to. It's like when my dishes and my sink broke. When I started to realize how lucky I was to do dishes in my sink without having to deal with the backyard or the hose, which I did for 2 days, I started to realize that I get to do the dishes. Natalie from Gratitude Daily talks about this in her book. She says, I think about I have to go shopping too. I get to go shopping, and I get to make a great meal for my family. That is the change in perspective, and that adds a gratitude practice for you that goes beyond anything negative. It will be life-changing, trust me. So remember, don't berate yourself when you have that negative thinking. Rather, do something today in this moment that says that you embrace life. There is an infinity to that. If you just sit and say, how can I embrace life? Ignore the ego and go neutral, but please be grateful. Start with your list of 3 things you're grateful for each and every day. Change the conversation in your head from I have to I get to. And develop the lightness of being. Be a spirit. Be responsible, but laugh a lot. Laughing is part of the key to everything. And I think most importantly, watch the self-talk. Insight Timer has a thorough chakra meditation that says, where she repeats it, and I have the link in the podcast, I speak my authentic truth with confidence, clarity, and compassion. And she says this 3 times. In fact, I'll say it right now again. I speak my authentic truth with confidence, clarity, and compassion. Repeat this 3 times a day, and you can literally watch yourself shift. I do it first thing in the morning before I even go to work. Thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for your time, and I'm grateful for you. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please reach out to me if you have any further questions, as I'm here to serve at Bold Biz Coach, or you can sign up at my website at kindlepike.com. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll look forward to connecting with each and every one of you.